Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. Amen. I hope you got your Bibles this morning. Sooner or later, you folks that don't carry them gonna learn to carry them. I done lost another pair of glasses on my head. That's what I say, Sister Farr. Hey, turn it down. I had to wash that down. Guess that is the safest place for him. Woo. You got your Bibles open up to the book of John, the 10th chapter? I know I kept y'all looking. I told y'all the book of John, but I didn't tell you what chapter, did I? I saw y'all looking through them Bibles. Trying to figure out what chapter we were going to go to. The 10th chapter. We're going to skip all of that and go right to the 10th chapter, 10th verse, because that's where we're going to be dealing with today. The 10th verse. Because if I start anywhere else, I won't be able to deliver the message that God has put on my heart. And that's most important, that we give what God gave us. Amen. Because if I don't give what God gave us, then I'm going to miss God. And I don't think I want to miss God over his word. In the 10th verse, it says, the thief cometh not but to steal, kill, and, I mean, thief cometh not but to steal and to kill and to destroy. Well, you know, we could get into the thief, but we're going to leave the thief alone today. The reason we're going to leave the thief alone, because I don't want to mess up a lot of your ideologies, because you think the thief is one person and the Bible tells us the thief is another person. See, most Christians think the thief is the devil, but the thief ain't the devil. Woo, Lord have mercy. I told God I wasn't going to go there. I was just going to go right to I am. But you can't get the I am part until you understand the thief part. Then you'll know why he says I am. See, the reason he says I am is because the thief that we think is the devil ain't the thief. Because he can't steal nothing from you. He never has been able to steal. He has only ever been able to take what you are willing to give him. And I'm not willing to give that fool nothing. But there's a thief that don't come in through the door. He comes in another way. He slips in the unawares. He slips in your mind. He slips in your heart. He slips in your feelings. He slips in your emotions. And he affects what you see. He affects what you hear. And he affects how you feel. And it separates you and it distracts you from what you have been called to do in God. See, when a thief comes in, he comes in through a window. Or he kicks in a door. Or he comes in through your basement. But the reason he does that is because he doesn't want you to know that he's there. See, this thief don't want you to know that he's there. See, he wants you to think that your battle is on the outside. But your battle is on the inside. Every battle I've had has always been on the inside. The battle has been in my mind. The battle has been with my heart. Or the battle has been with my spirit. But it's always been on the inside. So we got this thief who wants to kill you. He wants to steal from you. But see, he don't want to steal your new car. That's just another man. He wants to steal something that's more personal to you. He wants to steal your joy. Huh? He wants to steal your peace. Because if he can steal your joy and your peace with everything that you're going through, you're not going to make it. And he knows that. But see, that's why we have the I am. See, the thief cometh but to, what does he do? You notice it says that he steals first. Why don't he just kill you first? Then he don't have to steal. There's a purpose behind that. If he steals your joy, then you'll kill yourself. If he steals your peace, then you'll kill yourself. If he steals the very things that's given you the power and the authority to go through your storms, to deal with your circumstances, to fight your battles, to stand in the midst of your persecutions and to deal with your afflictions, if he steals the power that you have to deal with that stuff, then you will kill yourself. He don't have to, the devil don't have to kill you. You will kill yourself. To be unhappy is to be like being dead. To be discouraged or despondent or brokenhearted is like being dead. You have to find a way to revive yourself, restore yourself, quicken yourself so that you can keep going. Not because, I said this morning, not because you've already came too far to give up, but because you're here already. I'm not trying to hang on because I've already come too far. I'm trying to hang on because this was promised to me. I want everything God's got for me. And I don't know about you, but I'm not taking no for an answer. So we got this thief who cometh, and in the Greek, it's really a Hebrewism for when it says steal, in order that he may steal. It don't mean that he can actually steal it, but it means that he may. Remember what Paul said. Paul said, when I try to do good, what did he say? Whenever I try to do good, evil is always present. The word evil was translated in the Greek, depravity, or working to do iniquity, or working to do harm. So, he's always trying to hurt you. One day I'm going to really teach on the blood. Some of y'all are going to get up and run out of here. Because, see, you seem to think that it's Satan that's attacking your body. But it ain't. Jesus took 39 stripes on his back, which had to do with every sickness to mankind. If he took the stripes on his back, which was according to his flesh, and all the diseases were in the 39 stripes, well, where you think the disease is coming from? Blood pressure don't come from without. It starts within. Cancer don't come from without. It starts from within. So you got somebody trying to steal your health. And if he can steal your health, guess what he takes? Your life. But my God, Sister Paulette, the word of God said he came to cometh but not to steal and to kill and to destroy. But I am my God. Somebody say, I am. Say it again. I am. One more time. I am. Let me show you something about this I am that we're talking about. What we're talking about here is restoration and restoring. Go to Genesis real quick. If you don't know where it's at, I'll read it. It's the first book. Genesis, the 17th chapter. and the first verse. Y'all got to keep up with me because I'm on a time schedule here. The first verse says, and when Abraham was 90 years old and nine. How old is that? 99. My God. I told the Lord, Lord, come on back before I get that age. If you feel like it, you can come back before I hit 70. Just let me accomplish what you've already promised me. Abraham was 99 years old. And it says, the Lord appeared unto Abram and said unto him, what did he say? I am the Almighty. I am the Almighty. What is he saying? He's saying the I am is the Almighty. And the Almighty is the I am. And the I am and the Almighty translated in the Hebrew is Jehovah. Come on, y'all. My God, my God. Hallelujah. Somebody getting this? It's Jehovah translated into El Shaddai. Lord have mercy. So the I am, the El Shaddai, Lord God, the one that is able to supply all of your needs, the Almighty supplier. You hear what I said? All of your needs. Go back to John, or wherever that was we were at. Yep, John. Remember, we're talking about restoration and restoring. Well, we got this thief that's trying to steal our health, trying to steal our peace, trying to steal our joy, trying to steal our confidence, trying to steal everything that God has given us. But we have the I am. He says, I am come. What's that? I am come that they might have life. Well, we assume that that's Jesus saying, I am come. But what Jesus said, my Father has come and I'm standing in his stead. Oh, y'all didn't hear me. The I am, he says, I am come. Why? The Father, Jehovah, El Shaddai has come that you might have life. What is the life? Now the life is Jesus. I am El Shaddai, the God, the Almighty, that has the power to provide and meet all your needs, am come, that you might have the Son, the Jesus, huh? That you might have life, and the Jesus that'll do what? That'll make it more abundant. Well, this is where we get screwed up at, because we come to the conclusion that abundant living means that we have everything that we have need of. I got news for you. I don't have a Mercedes, but I have abundant life. I don't have a pocket full of money, but I have abundant life. I have problems in my body, but I still have abundant life. Everything ain't going the way I want them to go, but I still have abundant life. You know what? I can't call fire down from heaven, but I still have abundant life. There's things going on around me. There's persecution. There's affliction. There's sickness. But mother, I still have abundant life. Why? Because the Almighty, the El Shaddai, has sent forth someone into the earth who is the power of God, who is the life of God. And if that life is in me, then I have abundant life. Regardless of what I go through, I still have abundant life. Regardless of how I feel, I still have abundant life. Regardless of what they say about you, you still have abundant life. Regardless of what you don't have, you have life abundantly. He says, I am come that you might have life. There's the problem right there. It says, I am come that they might have. you have to make up in your mind that abundant life is more than having $1 million. That abundant life is more than having a Mercedes. That abundant life is more than having everything that you desire. But abundant life is having the ability to live in the midst of the storm and still give God the praise. The abundant life is being able to go through this valley and still know that your shield and your buckler is with you. Having abundant life is to be able to be to hide in the secret place of the Almighty, knowing that the Almighty, the anointing, shall protect you. Fear the abundant life is knowing that you are kept by the power of God. Abundant life is knowing that you are kept by the power of God. You may be sick in your body today, but remember, you are kept by the power of God. Why? Because of the abundancy of the life of God that is in you, that El Shaddai or the Almighty has sent you. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. So I have abundant life, and I have it more abundantly. Not just abundant, but I have the ability. I have the ability to look at that mountain and tell that mountain, you got to be removed. Huh? I have the ability to say, body, you need to be healed. I have the ability to do these things. Now, whether or not I get it in my mind so that I can cause it to manifest itself is a totally different story. But it ain't left up to nobody but me. Hallelujah. He said, and then here we go again. He says, I am the good shepherd. That what he said? I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for his sheep. Y'all want a translation of that? The Father said, I am the good shepherd, and I have gave my life for you. The life that I gave for you is my son. Because I loved you before you loved yourself. I pardoned you before you pardoned yourself. And whether you realize it, feel it, understand it, see it, hear it or not, I restored you before you were even restored. And restoration ain't something you got to find, but restoration is in you. What we have to come to the point to realize, saints, you know what? I know I'll make a lot of preachers mad, but I'm finna tell you the honest to God truth. You don't need a pastor to get what you need from God. You don't need an apostle to get what you need from God. You don't need a teacher to get what you need from God. You don't need an evangelist to get what you need from God. Well, all you need is Jesus. Huh? The Bible said he didn't give us the power to make you. He gave us the power to teach you and to encourage you and to lift you up. And we've taken our power to another level and to another extreme. We are not gods. We are just men preaching the gospel of God so that you will rise up to the standard and realize that there is a power on the inside of you, that the glory is on the inside of you, that abundant living is on the inside of you, that you can call those things that are not as though they are, that you can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthens you. There is no weapon formed against you that shall not prosper. If God be for you, who can be against you? So what you need to do, get up, shake the dust off your feet, and begin your race in God. Hallelujah. Huh. So I don't know about you, but I got abundant life. Things may not be going the way I want them to go, but it don't stop the life from flowing. I might not be happy with a lot of situations, but it don't stop the life from flowing. Huh? Y'all ain't hearing me this morning. But you know what's the good thing about it is? As long as I keep believing, as long as I keep trusting, as long as I keep my confidence, as long as I keep my trust, as long as I keep my faith, I'm gonna have that Mercedes. As long as I stay in God, I'm going to have that money. As long as I stay in God and obey God, I'm going to have everything that I ask for. Why? Very simple. God said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and you shall have all these things. Everything. everything that you could possibly think of, imagine, or pray about, God said, it shall be added to you. You know what it means to be added to? That means I don't have to go look for it. That means I don't have to pray for it. That means I don't have to pay for it. That means I don't have to go find it. It will be added to me. God will bring it to me. Why? Pastor Keys, because I found out that abundant life ain't something I'm trying to find, but abundant life that already found me. Abundant life is living in me. All I got to do is let the abundance of what it is begin to manifest itself and show itself. We haven't touched the tip of the iceberg of who we are in God. Think about what the older men, the men of valor did. They were raising dead people. You ever think about that? They were raising the dead. Folks say, well, Jesus was the only one that raised Lazarus. Baby, they were raising the dead. Elijah raised the dead. He didn't even have the Holy Ghost. He laid on a boy, and the boy got up. They threw his dead body in a tomb. Threw Elijah's dead body in a tomb on top of a dead soldier. And the dead soldier said, hey! Hey! I don't know who you are, but you want to get the heck off of me so I can get up out of this hole? Why? Because the power of God has the ability to quicken and to bring forth life in the midst of death. The power of God can make life grow forth regardless of what's going on in our lives. Baby, God's getting ready to throw you over in on somebody's tomb, and they're going to wake up and they're going to say, hey! Abundant life is more than a word. It's a lifestyle. I'd have been screaming at the top of my lungs. Oh, speak, Lord.
I'm the Lord God, your Savior, and I'm the one that came. Did I not say my word? I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. Yea, I was sent down from my Father to bring that life. And yea, I give it, glory to God, with all that I had from the Father. And yea, when you receive it, you have this life. And no man can take it away from you. No man can add to it. For yea, you need none other but the grace of God, my Father. Yea, that gave this life and that raised us up, glory to God. For I am that true one. Yes. I am that good one. I am that resurrected one. Yes. I am the one that came. I am the one that see. I'm the one that know all. I'm the one that hear all. I'm the one that saw all. And yeah, I came and I gave all, said God, that ye may receive the fullness thereof. For I am yet walking to and fro. I am yet speaking, said God. I am yet the light, said God. Yea, so lift up thy holy heart unto me and praise me now this day, said God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. You are that resurrection. You are that light. Ah, my shepherd, and they come up a whole shot. Hallelujah! 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 My God, my God, my God, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, my God, I thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, my Lord, my God, my King, my Master. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hey, my Shatta, come over, oh Shatta. I'm telling you, God is looking for a few good men. God is looking for a few good women that'll stand and dare to believe God. They'll believe God in the midst of controversy. They'll believe God in the midst of trouble. They'll believe God when there's trial and tribulation. They'll believe God when there's hatred and envy. They'll believe God when there's jealousy. They'll believe God when there's strife. They'll believe God when it seems like hell's opened up and trying to swallow them up. They'll believe God when the rain is falling so hard and only on that area. They'll believe God when all trouble is all around them. They'll believe God when there's persecution. They'll believe God when there's sickness and affliction. They're going to believe God. God's looking for a few good people that dare to believe God and will say to God, Father, I don't care what comes my way. I'm going to praise you anyway. Job said, I'm going to serve God. You may tell them what you want to say, but I'm going to serve God. Joshua said, as for me and my house, I'm going to serve the Lord. So you need to make up your mind to serve your God with all your might, with all your power, with all your vigor, with all your mind, with all your spirit, with all your soul, with everything that's part of your being, and serve your God. Because I've got news to tell you. It's going to get worse. It's going to get worse. It's going to get worse. But I got more news to tell you. Regardless of how bad it gets for them, it's going to get better for us. Hallelujah. Why? Because the word of God says so. God said if God works for the world, it'll get better for the church. So you just stand on the promises that God gave you. Don't let nobody snatch that word up out of your heart. Don't let nobody snatch that promise up out of your spirit. You just keep believing God, and we've got this thing won. Hallelujah. Hey. My God, my God. I got news for you. I got a news flash for you. They used to always say, they still say it. They got this word where they say, you know, I read the end of the book and we won. Baby, you better get in the middle of the book so you can make it to the end. How you know they talking about you? You better make sure you assure your faith. You better work out your own soul salvation with fear and trembling. You better make sure that you in that Lamb's book of life. You better make it yourself. They always get mad at me. Oh, I read the end of the book and it said we make it. It didn't say you made it. You better make sure you are part of what they're talking about. Everybody stand. I hope you enjoyed yourself today, because I sure enjoyed myself. God bless me. Hey!